two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a line of thunderstorms and an inch and a half of rain, 70-mile-per-hour winds, heading toward Uvalde, Texas, late tonight. The darkest of days and a dark night ahead. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Safe UT app is a resource Utah uses to help keep kids safe in school. The app's director says it certainly doesn't make Utah immune to a school shooting, but it can help catch warning signs. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Aird.
Second, South Korean officials say North Korea has launched three ballistic missiles toward the sea over the last few hours. President Biden's on his way back to the White House now from a trip to that region. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's northbound I-15, where cleanup continues of a crash approaching 2100 South on the left. Also a crash eastbound I-80 at Bangor Highway. It quickly got moved out of traffic over to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interrupt now and go to Uvalde, Texas, where a news conference is just beginning. Let's listen in live.
We greatly appreciate your patience and understanding. Here to provide an short statement and not take any questions is our Uvalde CISD Chief of Police, Pete Arredondo.
I don't see you. Switch.
Would you like me to do this? Let's do this.
And the police chief is now walking up to the microphone. Just a little bit of chaos.
I apologize. I did not realize we were not on, and you probably could not hear what I was saying. I am Anne-Marie Espinoza, Executive Director of Communications and Marketing for Uvalde CISD. This is a tragic time in our district, so please know the investigation is not complete. We will only be sharing a statement with you, not providing questions. We greatly appreciate your patience and understanding. Here to share a statement and not take questions is our Uvalde CISD Chief of Police, Pete Arredondo.
Thank you. Good evening. Again, briefly, as of now, we are still working on this active investigation. Once we're able to provide information to the families, we will do so. First and foremost, obviously, our priorities is to get information to our families and give them some information. So please bear with us in regards to that. Secondly, once we do get some information that we can release to the public, we will be doing that. So please know once we do get some information, we will share that with you and call another press conference. Let me assure you, the intruder is deceased, and we are not actively looking for another individual or any other suspects in this case. We definitely ask you all to keep the families that are involved in your prayers. Thank you so much.
Here to provide a statement and not take any questions is our superintendent, Dr. Hal Harrell.
Good evening. This was a tragic and senseless event today, and my heart was broke today. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with all our families as we go through this day and days to come. A few announcements that we need to make is beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m., we will have grief counseling and support at the Civic Center for our students, our staff, community members, anybody that needs to come at that time. And we may be there more than one day, may be there several days. Our ROB staff will meet at 8 a.m. At the Civic Center as well. We'll begin with visiting with them and seeing what those needs are. School will be closed. The school year's done. We'll have no school tomorrow or Thursday. All activities are canceled throughout the district. No graduation is on people's mind. We will come out with a notice on that at a later time. All the staff members, they will report to their campuses, other than ROB campus, which will come to the Civic Center. Again, my heart was broken today. We're a small community, and we will need your prayers to get us through this. Thank you.
You're listening to a live news conference.
Again, this is a tragic event in our community. We are very sorry that we cannot provide you more information, but greatly appreciate your patience and understanding during this very difficult time. We ask that you pray for all of the families affected. Thank you, and be safe.
A very short news conference from Uvalde, Texas, live on KSL News Radio. You heard from the police chief, who didn't say anything we didn't already know about ROB Elementary School and what happened there today. You did hear the superintendent, his voice breaking. Thursday was to have been the last day of school in the community. Graduation was ahead. Parties, the festivities, all canceled now. Instead, the grief counselors will take over. KSL News Time, 5:50.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.